morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, and today I bring to you a detailed report on how the law and order situation in Delhi collapsed on Tuesday after thousands of farmers breached barricades, vandalized public property and reached central Delhi despite over 50,000 policemen on duty. The law and order situation in the capital was thrown out of gear on Tuesday as police personnel on the ground could not anticipate the situation and prepare in advance for the chaos and mayhem in Lal Qila and several other parts of the city. Over 20,000 personnel were deployed on the three designated routes of the tractor rally alone, leaving other parts of the capital unchecked and enabling protesters to easily reach Red Fort once they had crossed Majnuka Tila. Apart from Delhi Police, there were 50 companies of Central Reserve Police Force, 28 companies of Border Security Force and 17 companies of Indo-Tibetan Border Police deployed across the capital, including at the borders. Each company has at least 75 personnel. According to the police, personnel were spread over 40 kilometers on those three designated routes, but the farmers never even went there. Instead, they moved towards central Delhi, a totally different location which had remained unmanned because it was not anticipated. As thousands of farmers broke police barricades at Tikri, Singhu and Ghazipur borders, deviating from the decided route and marching towards central Delhi, police personnel were clearly outnumbered. The police also resorted to lathi charge, injuring many protesters and lobbed tear gas shells, which also allegedly led to the death of a 32-year-old farmer from Uttarakhand but still could not contain the situation. In their defense, the police pointed out that there were lakhs of protesters, that too on tractors, while they were just a few thousand men at one spot at a time. According to data with the Delhi police, 84 policemen sustained injuries in the clashes reported from across Delhi. No data on the number of injured protesters, however, was released. In what appears to be a serious intelligence failure, the first barricades were broken at 8:30 a.m. by farmers at Tikri border who demanded that they be allowed to start the rally before the scheduled time. The police simply did not anticipate that the rally could turn violent and the farmers would deviate from the agreed route. According to sources in the security establishment, there were some intelligence inputs that unruly elements may use the rally to disrupt law and order, and this was also conveyed to the Delhi police, but the police force failed to make arrangements to deal with the situation. The Delhi police, however, claimed that their intelligence was limited to farmer groups with whom they were in talks and that they were not aware of what the others were planning. A police source also said that out of 50-odd farmer organizations, as many as 90% had held talks on the routes that the tractor rally would take, but that 10% were in disagreement and never came on board. The source said that it seems that it was this 10% which created trouble and encouraged others to follow, completely hijacking the rally. The police also claimed that the farmers abandoned their leaders once a call to march towards Delhi was given. The police said that members of the Kisan Mazdoor Sangharsh Committee, led by Sarvan Singh Pandher and Satnam Singh Pannu from Punjab Kisan Sangharsh Committee, who started breaking the barricades. The KMSC on 25th January had also said that they did not agree with the rules given by the Delhi police. According to the police, another reason why law and order went out of control was their lenient approach to the farmers, as they had strict instructions to not use force. That is why they said they later resorted to lathi charge and tear gas shelling as a last resort. The tear gas, the police admitted, was used to disperse the crowd so that they returned to their protest site outside the Delhi border. As morning turned into afternoon, the police kept making appeals to the farmers to return, but they refused to comply. The Samyukt Kisan Morcha also issued a statement condemning the violations. They claimed that anti-social elements had infiltrated an otherwise peaceful protest. That's all we have for you right now. Do follow our stories from the ground at theprint.in. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, along with Shubhangi Mishra and Bismi Taskin, and our photojournalist Manisha Mandal and Suraj Singh Bist, all of whom were on the ground on Tuesday, bringing you this podcast. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news reports from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.